This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste,
it's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Right? Hi, here's my face, Periscope people. I know, my setup is a little crazy. So I've been, for those of you who've been listening to the show for a while now, you know that I've been doing Periscope during my radio shows, just to keep it interesting, basically. As if I didn't need more things to be doing during the show, right? My forehead's all shiny. Just ignore all of that, Periscope people. The point is, there's gonna be some awesome, awesome content on this episode because I feel like we're heading into breakup season. And, you know, I hate to, like, say it like that, but this is a term I've coined for the months heading into winter. I don't know what the deal is, really. I don't know what the deal is, but I do feel like around November, December, there is, I feel like November, December, there is a big period where a bunch of couples break up. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because the holidays are coming up and people are like, oh no, I don't want to bring this person home to meet my family. I'll just break up with them. Or, oh no, I don't want to buy this person a gift. I'll just break up with them. Whatever the reason is we're heading into that season. I hope you're not one of the casualties, but here's the deal. If you are, good for you, because why would you want to be dating somebody? Hi! Why would you want to be dating somebody who isn't actively choosing you enthusiastically? That's what I love to say, because seriously, I feel like there's so many people who are in relationships, they just happen to be in them. They're just like, oh, we've just been together for 5, 10, 15 years, so we're just together. And it's like, you know what? That sucks. Hey, out there. It just sucks to like be in a situation where someone might be kind of like, meh, about you. I don't want to be in a situation where someone's like, meh, about me, right? Do you Periscope people? Do you? I hope that you're saying you don't. And you're hearting me, giving me hearts because you don't want to be in a relationship that's just, right? No one should want to be in a relationship like that. Don't give up dating. Somebody on Periscope just said, I give up dating. Don't give up. Don't give up. And you know what I'm going to say about this? Thank you so much. The thing I'm going to say about this, too, is that I'm actually on Tinder right now as a dating coach. And it's one of those things where I feel like, you know, we all have a perception about what single people are doing or what guys are saying or what girls are saying. And everyone on Tinder is only looking for a hookup. And everyone on, you know, whatever, everyone we meet out in the world is going to be like wanting exactly what we want, a full relationship or whatever. Not the case. So thank you very much. But do you get tired of people breaking your heart? I don't think you ever get tired of people breaking your heart, but you switch it, you reframe it, and you look at it as an opportunity that someone let you go because they aren't as enthusiastic about you as they should be, and they're leaving room for somebody else to come into your life that is enthusiastic and excited to see you every time they see you. Seriously, the people we date, because you know, I focus on the, I focus on the early 6 months of dating. So people, I understand, none of it's a waste of time, though, because there's always something to learn. And listen, there's always good times you had with someone. Never a waste of time. But here's the deal. You know, you always want, in the first 6 months of a relationship or dating, the person you date should be like an excited puppy around you, okay? Like, you know how puppies, you know, for those of you dog and cat friends out there, when you walk into the room, your dog is like, arf, 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 and so excited and jumping around. That's how your significant other should be, okay? Again, I'm not talking about long-term marriages. That's a whole other set of things that I am not an expert on. I'm an expert on the first 6 months or so of a relationship. And in that first 6 months, the sexy period, they should be super, super excited and jumping around and really like a smile should come on their face every time they see you. If that's not the case, reevaluate. I'm not saying break it off. I'm just saying reevaluate if the people you're dating are not enthusiastic about you. So in this episode, I've got 4 signs that your crush might be losing interest. Because the deal is that I feel like sometimes just our intuition says maybe someone's not into us as much as we want. Or maybe we just feel like, gosh, I wish this person liked me more or showed their affection more to me. Okay, well, here's 4 signs. If your intuition maybe is a little off, because sometimes it can be off. Sometimes it can be a little bit off. So if your intuition is a little skewed and maybe you just need an extra hint, an extra helpful hint to see if someone's really into you or not, I've come up with 4 signs that maybe your crush isn't at the height of excitement like you'd like them to be, okay? So we're just going to jump right into this. I wrote this article for online dating site singleswarehouse.co.uk in the UK. By the way, Periscope people, if you have a dating question, feel free. My situation did tell me one time. Yes, your intuition. Here's the deal. By the way, Periscope, let me finish my thought. Periscope people, if you have a dating question, feel free to ask me during the show. The show will be in here for another 20 minutes, so feel free. Get your questions ready, because after I read out this list, I will be answering your dating questions live on Periscope. Woo! I don't know why I'm doing woo. Halloween month? I don't know. Whatever. It's hot here. It's like 100 degrees in LA right now. The heat's getting to my head. Anyway, I'm going to give you 4 signs that your crush might be losing interest. And again, because sometimes our intuition might be a little bit off, okay? Did you answer? No. keep your questions for like 5 minutes from now, and then just fire them at me, and I'll answer your dating questions. If you have a dating, crazy, weird dating scenario, and you need help, I am here to answer your questions in the second half of the show. So hold on to those questions, and I will answer them live here on the radio show, also live on Periscope right here, okay? So here we go. For heading into breakup season, here are four signs that your crush might be losing interest. And again, we all know what this is about, right? It's when you've been hanging out with somebody new. Maybe you've been out, like, going out for a couple months or something. No, hang on there. Dating, don't say dating makes you sick, because guess what? I'm a big believer in manifestation. Don't say anything makes you sick, okay? It's all about what we're choosing and not choosing. Hang with me here for this. You promise to hang out with me for this half hour? Promise to hang out with me here, okay? Hang out. Are you hanging out with me here? Because I'm going to help you out, okay? Okay, so four signs your crush might be losing interest. Okay, so we've all been there. We've been dating somebody for a month, couple months. It's all sexy and hot. We love hanging out together. You know, it's one of those things, and we're hanging out maybe 2-3 times a week, and then all of a sudden, they disappear. They're ghosting. Do we all know what the term ghosting means? It's basically, if you don't know, I'll tell you, it's when someone you're dating just disappears like a ghost, right? There you go. It's a very literal term. I guess it's not literal, but you know what I mean. So someone just disappears. You know, the regular texts turn into no, exactly, MIA, turns into no communication at all. Your, like, regular 2-3 date nights a week turn into maybe one if you're lucky, and you're like, what the heck happened? I don't understand what happened, okay? And truth be told, you might never really understand what actually happened or why that person ghosted or went away or disappeared or whatever. You might never know, and honestly, I know, especially as females, for the females watching, sometimes it is really hard, because I feel like we all do want some level of closure, and it is helpful in some ways sometimes to know what happened. Is it that they met somebody else? Is it something we did? Is it something that's just going on with them? It sometimes is helpful to know that, but just ladies, just for your own peace of mind, just realize that sometimes you might not ever really know why something ended, but here's how you can decipher if someone might be losing interest, okay, in the meantime. Number one, your crush is less than enthusiastic, okay? No, stop it. I don't like this. So we have a Periscope person who's really down on themselves. Thank you very much. Who's very down on themselves, and I'm going to try to switch that up a little bit later in the show, because whoa, I don't like the bad self-talk that's happening there, okay? So be nice to yourself. Okay, number one, four signs that your crush is losing interest. Your crush is less than enthusiastic, okay? Like I said, should be an excited puppy. Roof, roof, arf, arf, wagging tails and such. Sorry, you're such a goofball. When they see you, though, they should be really excited, right? If they're not excited, or if you've seen that level of excitement in them in the first month, couple months, and now it's not that exciting, something has shifted, it's up to you to make the decision to maybe have a conversation or switch up how you've been dating, you know, and how you're trying to see them all the time. Who's putting the more of the effort in, right? Okay. Thanks. But so, you know what I mean? It's like, so, you know, if that person's excitement is waning, and this is the thing, ladies and gents, okay, if you're the one who's the most excited in a relationship, for whatever reason, we leave it up to the person who's the least excited to make the decision of breaking up or not, okay? So it's up to us, the ones who are really strong and noticing a shift. Yeah, we don't want to break it off with somebody, but if we're noticing a shift in someone's behavior that we don't like, and that person is kind of slowly starting to ghost and disappear and stuff, it's up to us to say something. Because if that person's ghosting and that's their situation and they're happy ghosting because of whatever else is going on in their life or seeing somebody else or whatever the deal is, they're just going to be okay still, like, only seeing you once a month or whatever it's become. Until you say something, it's up to us to say something, to be like, hey dude, or hey girl, like, what's up? I noticed that something shifted. I just don't really feel like you're into me as much. And that's, you know, it's cool. I can tell something's weird, and rather than ignore it, I just would rather you just tell me what's up, or let's just have, can we have an honest conversation about some stuff, okay? It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not a fun conversation, but it's important to have a conversation. Otherwise, you end up in something 10 years with somebody where there's no communication and nobody talking and nobody telling each other what's happening, okay? No, you shouldn't ghost too. Oh my God. One ghost does not mean another ghost should happen, okay? No, but listen, it's all about communication. It's all about respect. Like, we're all in this together. I know that sounds real, like, airy-fairy, but we really are, okay? You know, because the thing is, if we wouldn't want it done to us, why would we do it to somebody else? It's not a nice thing to do. And honestly, if you've spent a year with somebody, 6 months, a year, whatever, okay, with somebody, I feel like you've had good times. So remember those good connections you've had and treat that person with respect rather than treating them at the lowest level of yourself, which is lack of humanity, lack of respect. What does that show about you? Don't stoop to that level. Don't stoop. No stooping. Okay? No stooping. Okay? All right, back to the list. So number one, your crush is less than enthusiastic. And again, you're measuring from how, yes, you're measuring from where they were in level in terms of enthusiasm when you began dating to where they are now. Because some people aren't real enthusiastic. Some people are very mellow. Again, you're measuring from their level of what enthusiastic means for them and what you saw in the first few months of dating or first week of dating to what they are now. So if that is lower, that could be a sign they're losing interest. You got this sometimes, though. Are you saying you have to ghost sometimes? Yes, sometimes you might have to ghost, especially if someone's a little crazy or if there's some, like, threats being made or those kind of things. But in extreme situations, ghosting is not the worst thing, but let's not make it the regular occurrence. Number two, your crush plans or accepts less dates. So maybe you're on the receiving end of dates. Maybe you like dating people who make dates for you and call you up to go ask you out on dates. And there's less of that happening. Okay. So if that's happening less, again, it might be time to have a conversation. Not necessarily cheating, but that could be happening. But it might be time to have a conversation, okay? You know, were you hanging out 2 to 3 times a week before and now it's only once a week? Or are you on the receiving end? Are you on the asking end of dates? You've been asking your love interest out on dates, maybe calling, maybe texting. And this is my texting, apparently. And they aren't accepting your invites to dates, okay? That's another sign that maybe they're losing interest. If they're choosing not to accept your date night invites, or they're just always busy and not available anymore, okay? So we've got your crush is less than enthusiastic. Number two, your crush plans or accepts less dates. Number three, your crush starts criticizing you or your style of living. Okay, now this is a huge no-no for me, and I know it sounds a little far-fetched, but actually I've heard of a lot of couples, I've coached some singles who have gone out with people who do, they start like criticize, their ex started criticizing their appearance or like who they're hanging out with and that kind of stuff. That is a really dangerous place to be in if you're dating somebody who's doing that. Now, for me, that person actually might not be losing interest necessarily, but it is a sign that maybe you should have a conversation or maybe you should rethink dating that person. Anyone who's trying to change you in the first couple months, especially of dating, that's just not a good sign. There's some bullying perhaps happening there as well. You know, anything that feels like an insult, if they're insulting the way you dress or your style or your friends or all that stuff, time to ghost, somebody says. If it's getting a little scary, you might want to ghost if that's going to be the safest choice for you. It's all about choosing things that are going to put you in the best position possible. And maybe it is important to ghost in that scenario. If there's been some threats being made, or if you're in a situation where you seriously feel like you can't eat, like a face-to-face with that person is going to be like a confrontation on some level, ghosting could be appropriate. But I'm not endorsing ghosting, okay? No ghosting. if at all possible, don't ghost, okay? Number four, your crush is no longer interested sexually. I'm so sad some people signed off because they're missing this one. And this is, honestly, this would be on close to the top of a list for me. As soon as someone is not interested in you sexually, and I don't mean everyone should be having sex. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that in most romantic partnerships, there's some level of kissing or cuddling or something affectionate that happens, okay? If that stops in the first couple months of dating, something's up, okay? That's my personal and professional opinion. You know, tell me if I'm wrong, Periscope people, But the first few months of dating should be hot, sexy times, right? That's when your interest level is at its highest, or should be at its highest, for everything, including wanting to spend time together, wanting to make out together, wanting to just go to the grocery store together. Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's one of those things where if that's not happening, something's up. And again, they might be dating somebody else. They might be in a place where they're just, like, trying to, like, work on themselves, and they're focused on work or whatever. It's fine. But again, maybe a conversation should be had so that you're not thinking that it's something that's wrong with you. You know, maybe there's something that's happening with them that's not about you, right? Thank you very much. You know, maybe there's something going on with them, but again, you won't know until you start that conversation. So I know it's a hard thing to do, again, but it's up to one of you to start that conversation, and that person's not going to start it because they're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, and then you're just there on the receiving end, like, oh my God, I must be gross because they're not trying to, like, kiss me or hug me or make out with me anymore. So those are the four signs. If those things are present, the bottom line is, if those things are present, start a conversation. Try to start some sort of conversation so you can get to the bottom of what's happening, rather than just, this is a term that I coined as well, rather than date by default, because we do that all the time. We date by default, people. We date them, and we're just dating them, and we're in it, and then we're done, and it's like, whoa, what just happened? It was a loveless marriage, or it was like, we just dated for a year, and, you know, we tolerated each other. Like, I don't want that. Do you want that, Periscope people? I don't want that, and I hope you don't either. We all deserve better than that, okay? We all deserve better. The four, again, four signs your crush is losing interest. Your crush is less than enthusiastic, so they're not an excited puppy when they see you, okay? They're not enthusiastic. Number two, the crush plans or accepts less dates. So if you're the planner of the dates, your crush is not accepting your dates as often, and if you're the acceptor of the dates, your crush is not asking you out as much. So there's just less dates overall. Number three, your crush starts criticizing you. So criticizing the way you look, the way you dress, who you hang out with, all that stuff, that's a huge, huge red flag. Number four, your crush is no longer interested sexually, or I should say affectionately. So there's less hugging, there's less cuddling, less kissing, less making out, that kind of stuff. Those are all signs that your crush could be losing interest. Because, again, intuition. I think that a lot of us kind of know when things are slowing down, but for whatever reason, we aren't able to accept it. So sometimes we need actual lists and facts to measure our intuition with, correct? I think that's right. At least for me, I'm a very analytical person. So for me, I know how I feel, but sometimes I like to make lists. So I make lists even with dating things. You know, I'm a single girl in the world. And so when I'm dating, there's sometimes I need to make a list and say, let's do pros and cons to actually see if my feelings match up with what I'm thinking analytically. That's what this is, okay?
What if your ex looks like one of the actors on Empire?
Good for you. Okay. Because all of those people on that show were pretty attractive. Okay. So, for those of you watching on Periscope, here is my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. There you go. If you have a question or an amazing dating story, or if you would like, some dating tips. I'm actually, like I said earlier on the show, I'm actually on Tinder, and I have, I'm collecting emails at the moment to send out my newsletter. I'm starting that up once again. I used to do it monthly, but it was just too much for me. But guess what? We're starting back, and I'm going to be sending out dating tips every so often for free, and other offers of dating webinars and such. The bottom there, info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. Send me an email. I'm getting tongue-tied today. Send me an email, and I'll add you to the email list. There won't be any spam, but I'll be sending you dating tips and, like, events I'll be appearing at and all that kind of stuff there on my, there through the email newsletter, okay? So info, the bottom line there, info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. Send me an email and just say, add me to your list, and I will, okay? There's my website at the top, thedatingadvicegirl.com, and I'm on Twitter @datingadvicegrl, just like I am here on Periscope. There you are. Yay. So tips for dating. Yes, there you go. Email me. Go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, and email me info@thedatingadvicegirl.com for tips, dating tips, and that kind of stuff. I'm always adding something to my website, offering dating tips, etc. So just go to my website or email me info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've compiled, for those of you who've watched me on Periscope in the studio before, you're welcome very much. I've compiled a whole list here of amazing dating stories that I've gotten from single people about how they met and why they're still together. So specifically the girl here on Periscope who's given up on dating and hates dating and everything, stay with me, because these are all amazing dating stories of singles who are actually in a couple, in a relationship, and they're happy. Some of them did not meet on social media or online dating or an app. Surprisingly, they met like in the street, like waiting for a traffic light to turn. So, yes, seriously. So stay with me, single girl who had the like tear-faced emoji earlier. Stay with me. I will share one of these amazing dating stories right after the commercial break. Thanks so much for watching, you guys. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great mint.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right mint.
To the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. We have a couple minutes left, and we're back, still in the studio. We just went over four signs that your crush is losing interest. You know, and again, I think our intuition usually tells us, but sometimes we just need a reinforcement so that it's not just our intuition that's all airy-fairy and should I believe it, and I'm a logical-minded person, so should I believe this thing called intuition? Yes, you should, but sometimes we need a list. So the four things, once again, your crush is less enthusiastic, so not wagging his or her tail like a excited puppy when you come into the room anymore. Number two, your crush plans or accepts less dates, so there's less dates happening between the two of you. Number three, your crush starts criticizing you or insulting you in terms of appearance, in terms of behavior, all that kind of stuff. In the first few months, that should not be anything. Like, I shouldn't even have to say that, but it's shocking to me how many people I've coached and in workshops and people telling me, especially in the younger set, if any of you are in college watching me right now, it's not okay. I know you're still learning and growing and such, but never okay if someone's insulting you in the beginning months of dating, or ever, but especially in the beginning. Number four, your crush is no longer interested sexually or affectionately. So no more hugging, kissing, snuggling, cuddling, sexy times in the first couple months. That's weird. Okay, so for you, yes, girl in the world who's a little sad about dating. Here's an amazing dating story that I just heard about a couple and how they met. Okay, here we go. This is from a couple in Los Angeles. So this girl says, he works at the Magic Castle, which is this amazing magician's venue that you can go to and see magic happening all over the place, like actual magicians practicing magic. It's so fun. He works at the Magic Castle, and I was a magician's assistant. He used to stare at me when I would go to the castle, and then one day we were making small talk, and he mentioned that he was going home to visit family for a week in Nashville. I told him Nashville was my favorite city, and he, practically a stranger, told me in all seriousness that I should come with him then. Definitely not the smoothest first conversation, but he got my number because of it, and they've been dating for years now. Okay, super cute. So they didn't meet online. They met at a venue. Very cute. He made a bold move. Guys out there and girls, don't be afraid to put yourself out there because you never know. If someone says no or ew, fine. They're out of there. Move on to the next person. But for this person here, that guy, her boyfriend, made a move and said, oh, you should come out to Nashville with me. Yeah, he was probably kidding, but guess what? She thought he was interesting, so she was like, I'll at least take his phone number, and now they're a couple. So, morals of the story, don't be afraid to ask for a number or be, like, even joking in a joking way is a really cute way to ask for somebody's number, actually, or to get their Facebook or text them or whatever, because it's not so serious, but if they bite and they think you're hilarious, you got the digits, okay? There you go. Periscope people, stay with me real quick. I'm going to do some more pep talking and more dating stories, but for those of you on the radio, thanks so much for listening to the show. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. I will see you next time. Thanks so much for listening.